Blog Talk Radio.
Inside MLB, your host Benson Fector and Will McLean will discuss many topics including V-Mart lands on DL, Tigers recall Collins, what to watch for in today's game, today's starting lineups, May 19th, David Letterman's top 10 baseball interviews, and how the Cubs deal Castillo to the Mariners for Medina. Also, Harper vs. Trout could join ranks of great debates and more. Fans, you can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio/insidemlb.
On the same base last year in 2010, Mets star fielder Angel Pagan initiates the 10th triple play in franchise history. He snags Christian Guzman's sinking liner with first and second base offside. After making the stunning catch that surprises both of Washington's base runners, the outfielder over to the infield. But catcher Henry Blanco takes the errant toss and throws the ball to Jose Reyes in second base to double off Leivon Hernandez. And then the shortstop relays the ball to first baseman Ike Davis to triple off Nigel Morgan, making the first 9-2-6-3 triple killing in Major League history. And now fans, it's time for the baseball joke of the day. Our new infielder costs $10 million. I call him our wonder player.
What?
Every time he plays, I wonder why I bother to get him. And now it's time for the random player of today's 516-666-9992 or enter your time at www.blogtalkradio.com/NintendoLB with your question from the first person ever to successfully get the random player of the day. Now, Will, here are your clues. Middle initial is M, outfielder. Back left, third left. Height 5 feet 10 inches, weight 185 pounds, born August 24th, 1983 in Holly Hill, South Carolina, high school, Holly Hill Roberts High School, College of Charleston, drafted by the New York Yankees in the third round of the 2005 amateur draft, signed June 12, 2005, debuted June 30th, 2008, versus Texas, 3 at-bats, no hits, no home runs, no RBI, but he did have one stolen base. But he exceeded his rookie limits for the 2009 season. He's been with the Yankees since 08. His contract has matured. He has signed to 2018, but with a four-year $52 million deal and a 19-team option. Service time 6.07 seconds. He will be a free agent in 2019, and his agent is approved by Management Incorporated. His number is 11. He plays for the New York Yankees.
Brett Gardner.
That is correct. Fans, you have lost once again, random for the day. You can tune in tomorrow, though, and give your guesses to try to be the first person ever to win random for the day. Now it's time for the All-Star Game debate. Ellsbury or Gardner in the outfield for the American League? Yankees teammates both worthy of serious consideration for Mr. McClassic. Before we get into it, we'll be doing daily All-Star Game debates. So Bowden is on July 2nd. We'll be frequently pitting one player against another and having Will Ryan make a case for them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates to that position. In fact, your call at 516-666-9992 or enter your time at www.blogtalkradio.com/insidemlb. Could spark a new debate versus tackle. So let us know what you think. So first, Will, who do you think should be Ellsbury or Gardner in the outfield for the American team?
Well, I mean, I think they're two very good players and have done very good this season. But I think it's really going to matter. It's going to come down to Ellsbury. And can he stay healthy? I mean, he seems to be injured every single year. And for that reason, I mean, you can't imagine he'll actually have a full beginning of the season without getting injured. So I would have to think down the road, Brett Gardner.
I mean, those two players are – they're not completely opposites, but, I mean, they're pretty opposite. I like to compare them to, like, salt and pepper, and, I mean, you can't really have both in your meal. So, it's Brett Gardner or Jacoby Ellsbury here, and this is what this edition of our All-Star Game debate. I mean, who do you, I mean, It just helps to figure out who the stronger choice for this year's Midsummer Classic in Cincinnati. Before we get into trying to pick one or the other, here are just a few reasons why they could be easily viewed as a field entry. I mean, like, they're the 1-2 guys online. Ellsbury leads off, Gardner bats second, and they rank first and second on the team in hitting as well. I mean, the Yankees lead Major League Baseball in first inning runs. Scoring first is considered an advantage. Clearly, both players have been productive for that to be the case. So, I mean, they're batting 1-2. They score the most in the first inning, and they're all the 1-2 guys to get that started. So it's tough to pick because both of them get that case to be in the American League outfield.
Yeah, and I'm just looking now at their stats. I mean, Jacoby Ellsbury edges out Brett Gardner with a couple more hits and such. But, I mean, Brett Gardner, he's shown that he can at least hit some home runs. He has 3 this season and has 10 more RBIs than Jacoby Ellsbury so far.
I mean, another thing that you have to consider is both players have been consistent, which has been very important. I mean, until the Hillis over the weekend against the Royals, Ellsbury hadn't gone back-to-back games without a hit. Gardner's reached bases with a hit or walk in 20 straight games. So, I mean, there, I guess, a little bit of advantage to Brett Gardner, but Jacoby Ellsbury, I mean, not having got back-to-back games without a hit, which is amazing, until just this weekend series against the Royals. So, I mean, both players have been extremely consistent this year. That's very important for voters because, I mean, stats can go up and down really fast, and if you're consistent, it'll stay there, and fans don't have to worry about the stats going up and down because that's really what the All-Star Game voting is now based on instead of just the eye test.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, another great thing I think about is that the 1-2 guys in the lineup, they both on the outfield, Ellsbury is center field, Gardner is left field. But another great stat is they combined score 53 of their team's 171 runs. That's 30.1%. Working together, they're a big part of why the Yankees have put on the expectations of spending much of the season first place. So, I mean, in my mind, I think Ellsbury and Gardner, I mean, 30.1% of the runs, that's a huge amount. And 53, which is also a big amount for this early in the season. And, I mean, if you think about the Blue Jays or the Orioles were supposed to be up there. I mean, the Red Sox actually were supposed to be them, with Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval, I mean, those additions. But I think Ellsbury and Gardner have been huge pieces of the Yankees, I mean, most of this season, first place when they weren't even supposed to be anywhere near that one.
Mm-hmm. I think, this will be a fun All-Star debate to look forward to as, I mean, their little friendly competition here, but, I mean, definitely wouldn't be a big surprise if one of these two, or even if both of them, make the trip to Cincinnati in July.
I mean, another big part that you can't forget here is that they both have above average speed. I mean, field assignment is parts of differences and choose one. So here it goes, because what we're doing is here is choosing Ellsbury or Gardner, and it's a hard decision, and they're right there, but in the end, our job here is to pick one. So at the end of the segment, Will and I will be picking Ellsbury or Gardner. So Gardner, in my mind, I think he's had a little bit more pop this season. He has 3 homers and 7 doubles, better 1-4 for Ellsbury, which accounts for the better OPS, 8.37.85. Gardner also is nearly 3 times the RBI, 16-6, which is to be expected considering that he bats behind the leadoff hitter. So even though Gardner does seem like he has better stats with better pop and RBIs, he bats second and Ellsbury bats first, so Ellsbury doesn't have enough chances to get those RBIs, but Gardner does because Ellsbury is so good at getting him on base. So the way I look at it is Gardner's success really depends on Ellsbury getting on base.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a big how they'll determine it.
And another tough part, I mean, to think is because if it weren't for Ellsbury, Gardner wouldn't have the statistics that he's having right now. And pick Ellsbury, Gardner, I think, I mean, I'm just really struggling to pick which one because the first point that we're trying to make here is that Gardner has better stats, but when you break it down, think about it even more, I said Ellsbury best leadoff, and Ellsbury's success gives more success for Gardner because he has the chances for the RBI.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big factor. I mean, the only really reason to do this is give them or to see whose stats would be better is to Well, what does Brett Gardner usually bat in the Yankees lineup?
He bats second.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say 50% of Gardner's RBIs have scored Jacoby Ellsbury. And, I mean, so I think Brett Gardner's succession can also come off of Jacoby Ellsbury's succession. I'd say he gets a double or a triple or even a single. That's just another on base that Brett Gardner can drive in.
I mean, I think if this was a National League, we'd be having a different conversation because the pitcher. But, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, as you said, probably most of Brett Gardner's RBIs have driven Jacoby Ellsbury in. But if it's a National League pitcher, it would basically be in my mind about 100% because the pitcher usually doesn't get on that much. Of the eight that are gone on and the pitcher and leadoff that are got out. But, I mean, another thing that he's taking is the fielding. And Gardner has a 2.0 range factor, and that's tied for fourth among Major League left fielders. But Ellsbury ranks only 19th among center fielders, but he was second last season. So Ellsbury was second last season in center fielders, but now he's 19th. Brett Gardner is fourth in range factor. So putting that in now, Gardner has better stats. I mean, it's sort of like we're giving Gardner, I mean, in my mind, I'm giving Gardner the edge as right now, but I mean, there are still other things that you have to consider between Gardner and Ellsbury. Another thing that, I mean, you have to point out is Ellsbury's lack of power is, in my mind, really surprising. As recently, he hit 32 home runs in 2011 for the Red Sox, and last year he hit 16 for the Yankees. The slugging percentage of 374 is well below his career mark of 433. So Ellsbury is supposed to have power to go along with his speed. So it is a shock, really surprising that he hasn't had the power numbers so far. So again, Gardner is getting the edge here, in my mind, as we still go along and we all start getting debate.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I can't remember what year it is, but Jacoby Ellsbury, I remember he had a really good year. I mean, batted for high percentage, and he hit, yeah, how many home runs you said. But this year, he really hasn't shown his home run and RBI totals. Looking more on the home runs, though, he's going to get a lot of at-bats batting leadoff, especially in the American League. I think if he's going to want to need to make it, he's definitely going to need to hit a couple more home runs.
I mean, even though all the stats that are going in favor of Gardner right now, I mean, Ellsbury's batting average is .327. That's 24 points higher than Gardner's. And his 4.11 on base percentage is 31 points better. Thus, has four more stolen bases, 14 of them, although he has been thrown out five times compared to three for Gardner. So, I mean, 24 points is a pretty big margin for this early in the season that Ellsbury has gained on Gardner, and he's 31 points better on base percentage. So that's another 3.1% time he's gained on base, another 2.4% of the time he's gained hits. That's big in one-run games. I mean, that's a win or a loss. I mean, probably 3 or 2 losses over the season compared to what Ellsbury is doing. And, I mean, he also has four more stolen bases, which probably benefits Gardner there because he can drive him in if he gets a single or a double, and it's an easier way for Gardner to try sales for him.
Yeah, I mean, right now only in mid-May, Brett Gardner definitely has the edge against Jacoby Ellsbury, but, you know, at any time, we could see Brett Gardner go on a big 0-for-20 slump and then Jacoby Ellsbury go on a 10-for-20 hot streak and hit 5 home runs and just change the stakes of everything because Jacoby Ellsbury has the ability to hit the home run as he hit 32 in 2011. And so I definitely want to count him out this early.
I mean, no, one moot point, I think, is that Jacoby Ellsbury has been thrown out 5 times and Brett Gardner's been thrown out 3. So Brett Gardner has a better stealing percentage. But, I mean, I think it's a little bit, it's like a moot point in my mind. 5 times for 3 times being thrown out, it's not that big of a deal, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think that too.
So there is a rule that every team has to have a player on the All-Star team, and there's no reason that a club can have more than one. In fact, there are tons of clubs that have more than one. And the guess here is that the most Yanks at least will cast their ballots for both Jacoby Ellsbury and Brett Gardner. So, Will, it's time to, as your guest, have your answer. Jacoby Ellsbury or Brett Gardner?
Well, right now, I'm going to have to go with Brett Gardner, but like I said, even even though he isn't getting as many base hits as Jacoby Ellsbury, that's because he's really had a decent more at-bats. You know, I just think with time, this debate will heat up even more, and then I think it'll be very close come July.
I mean, my vote here goes to Jacoby Ellsbury by the slimmest of margins. That's partly based on the fact that he's becoming a prototype leadoff hitter in an era when those are extremely rare. Partly because he came out of the weekend ranked near the top of the American League in runs, 28, which is tied for third. Stolen bases, 14. He's tied for first in that, and OBP, which is fourth. And hits, he tied for eighth. So, I mean, I have to go with Ellsbury here because of many reasons. And starting on many reasons for him too, but so this is a very slim margin. So, as I led to the beginning, it still feels like breaking up the Maddox Salt and Pepper Shaker set. So, like I said, compared to them, just Salt and Pepper. I mean, you can't both with Jeremy Lowe. So, what we're doing is, I mean, I think Ellsbury, just in my mind right now, is a better player. But we will still down the line if Garner can pick it up, and maybe I'll be picking Garner up next time comes along. So we have to get a break, but when we do come back, we will be talking about how Victor Martinez is on the deal and how this will impact the Tigers. I mean, he is an all-star player, so it's going to be tough for him to rehab that last week once we go into break.
Nobody without telling me. Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cash still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king?
from up in Nairobi Central. And now we will discuss now the Mart Lamps on DL. Tigers do recall Collins, and the All-Star DH faces longer sent than a minimum 15 days to rehab left knee. So, Will, what's your initial reaction on this stunning fact?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a big blow to the Tigers, as they're going to have to lose one of the greatest, best players in the league, Martinez, even though he's had a pretty slow start to the season, batting only .216 and only one home run. I think, you know, I don't think he was far from getting back to last year's stats and how he was playing last year, so I think this is going to be a blow to the Tigers.
I mean, they didn't really waste any time with their options regarding him. They placed him, he is their all-star designated hitter on the 15-day disabled list with only knee inflammation Tuesday afternoon, and then in return recalled outfielder Tyler Collins from AAA Toledo. So they didn't really waste their time. It was knee inflammation. They wanted to get him on the 15-day deal immediately so they could bring up somebody like Tyler Collins from AAA Toledo.
Yeah.
So this move comes on the heels of a postgame meeting Monday night between manager Brad Ausmus, team president, and general manager Dave Dombrowski, and the other top Tigers officials to discuss Martinez. He went 0-for-4, no balls hit out of the infield Monday night after resting his left knee for the better part of 4 games. Martinez also seemed to tweak his knee when he took a hard step on first base, trying to beat on the fans. It's now time for the 7-minute stretch for when we do come back in the meantime or say something and close the game. So we're going. Time for Take Me Out to the Ball.
Well, I'm going to take away another great all-star debate in Brett Gardner and Jacoby Ellsbury. I'm just going to look forward to this for the rest of the first half of the season as the CU comes out on top.
I mean, one thing that I'd like to say, and obviously the all-star game today, I thought it was really good. It was very close. The thing is, I mean, it's going to be tough for the Tigers to go without the Martinez. They are doing really good right now. But without him, it's going to be tough, and they didn't waste any time. So hopefully the fact that he went on the disabled list fast will help him in the future. And tomorrow we will be doing, as mentioned briefly in the topic overview, we'll be doing Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout. And real quick, Will, who are you going to be going backing up?
Mike Trout or Bryce Harper?
Yep.
I think I'm going to have to back up Bryce Harper. I just think 9 home runs this past week. I mean, that is crazy, as it seems like 90% of the players don't even have 9 home runs on the season so far. So I will be backing up Bryce Harper.
And I will be backing up Mike Trout, to tune in tomorrow to listen in and find out who is better Mike Trout or Bryce Harper. I'd like to thank Kath and George and Brent Frexter for helping us plan and production. Also, MLB.com with the assistance in statistics that we use on the show today. Tomorrow night, you can tune in from 6:37 p.m. and follow the show at blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. And please follow Inside MLB on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Benson Beck, my co-host. It's Will Macklot, and you can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with your questions or insight. Have a fantastic day.
Up until I get me some.